Fantastic to have Jacqueline Magne on board for another year. 2017 is up and running. G'day, Jax.
Good morning, guys. Lovely to talk to you.
Yeah, great to chat to you. Let's start with Formula One, not far away. We've got the confirmed changes to the drivers.
Yes, there were some big announcements today. The main one was, of course, with Mercedes. And we had, who would, line up against or alongside Lewis Hamilton now that their world champion driver, Nico Rosberg, has retired. Mm. And Valtteri Bottas from Williams has now been announced as that driver. Now, he's, of course, a Finnish driver. He's been in Formula One for 3 or 4 years now. He's raced 77 races. He's only been on the podium 9 times. He was kind of touted as the next young gun, but certainly like Max Verstappen of Red Bull's taken that title from him. So he's kind of a journeyman, you would call him at this stage, and therefore would not be considered to be a real rival to Lewis Hamilton, and therefore that great kind of spat that we had between Nico Rosberg and Lewis Hamilton of last year, we don't think that that will be repeated this year. But Valtteri Bottas has not had a great car to race in, and he's still managed to be on the podium a few times. And so he certainly has the ability, and there's now some conjecture that certainly with the wider tyres for this year's season, the wider chassis as well that's allowed, which means that the cars will be taking the turns so much faster. I'm talking to some of the technicians. They were saying where you could normally take a corner at just over 100 miles an hour, they'll be taking them at up to 140 miles an hour.
Wow.
So we're talking about some massive changes to the speed of races.
Wow.
And even though it will be a lot more difficult to overtake on some of those tight twisting circuits, those big broad circuits, there's going to be some really fierce racing. So Valtteri Bottas could indeed, be a little bit more of a challenger to Lewis Hamilton than what some people might think. And replacing him at Williams, we've got Felipe Massa, who has announced his retirement to great fanfare at the end of the season.
That's
now
what
he's
I thought.
Coming out of retirement and racing for Williams again.
That's one of the shortest of all time, isn't it? What about this one? How bad is this blue between Diego Costa at Chelsea and the coach? The reports are coming through, Jack, that Costa has trained alone by himself, quite clearly. If you're alone, you're by yourself, aren't you? At Chelsea, and because he's been linked with this massive move to China, and while some are saying he's injured, the club's saying he's injured, many believe it's because he's fallen out with the manager and he's off to China.
Well, where there's smoke, there's fire. Mm. And Diego Costa did train alone, and there is a big showdown that's been scheduled for tomorrow. So between the coach, Antonio Conte, and Diego Costa. Initially, Diego Costa has rejected £200,000. We're talking, upwards of $350,000 Australian per week. That offer's been up to reported £300,000. So we're looking like $450,000 Australian a week. To kind of counter this Chinese offer, which was just massive, a club close to Beijing, Tianjin, £30 million, so what, 55 million Australian, a year. So we're talking, lottery money here. He's 28. He's obviously the superstar for Chelsea, the key striker. Chelsea, do they let him go or not? There's a lot of conjecture around him, but he didn't train with the team. He has had a sore back. He didn't play on the weekend, so that's also adding to the midst of why would you pay for a huge amount of money for a player if he's got a back injury as well? That's another kind of factor into the mix. So watch this space, but it's really interesting, isn't it, when you've got the star player being attracted with such huge money and then, the relationship with the coach is not exactly honky-dory either.
Australian winter athletes are going well at the moment.
Oh, look, they are. And it's in 12 months' time, we'll be talking about the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang. So there's only 12 months to go. This is a key season to qualify for the Winter Olympic team. And we've already got two world number one competitors, and that's Britt Cox, our moguls girl. She's 22. She's won the first two World Cups including on the weekend at Lake Placid. And our aerial skiers, Danielle Scott is world number one. She finished second in Lake Placid on the weekend, but she's won the previous one, so she's leading at the moment. But Lydia Lisila, of course, our Olympic champion from 2010 and the bronze medalist in 2014, she's making a comeback. Had her second child. Her first competition, of course, performed unbelievably, her first jump. In a second, she kind of just hit the snow on the landing a little bit, was marked down and finished sixth. But she was ecstatic about her performance. And those in the coaching, of our Winter Olympic team are absolutely thrilled that she's already looking in hot form. So, and Russ Pentel, the slopestyle guy, he's back in action as well. He finished 18th out of 80. So he's starting to come back too. So the team's looking quite strong, 12 months out.
Good on you, Jack. Always great to chat. I imagine it's fairly chilly over there. I think it's a big freeze has hit the UK, hasn't it?
It is. There was even some snow the other day. Not enough to build a snowman, though. Still quite lovely.
Well, you're missing the
fire roaring at the moment.
A top of 40 degrees in our Sydney's west currently today. So you are missing out on that. Good on you, Jack.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jack.
See you next week.